Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, last day of February 2022, the 28th, and it is a palindrome day, I believe. Now, as soon as I say that, I think it's not a palindrome day. No, it is. 2-28-22. Same frontwards as backwards. But the last palindrome day for a while. We will not have a palindrome day tomorrow. Okay, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. We thank our Pinot Grigio couple for calling us from Florida with all the information on what they're having for breakfast as they sit next to the beach. Vero Beach, I believe they said. Doesn't that sound nice? 70 degrees? Although the temperatures are not horrible here today, but would be nicer to be down in Florida. Now, I'm going to tell you why I may be a little off today. Oh, and I got to mention this quickly or I'll forget it. Yesterday, Angie made, and I got to make sure I get the name of this right. It's online here. She made homemade sausage gravy and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Homemade sausage gravy and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Now, this is a horror of my life because I just don't do the gravy. Now, what's interesting about this is everybody was talking about how great this is. Apparently, it was delivered to people. People enjoyed it. People loved it. And Angie's a good cook. I don't doubt this at all. But people were shocked that I did not like gravy. Because I certainly did not want any of this. Now, the buttermilk biscuits I would try, but not the gravy. But people love the gravy. Am I the only one on Earth who does not like gravy? No, everybody else loves it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm just not a gravy person, but everybody loves it, everybody enjoys it, so a big kudo to Angie for making that homemade gravy and the homemade buttermilk biscuits. I know everybody enjoyed it. Not me, but everybody else. But I didn't have to be around it, so it's okay. I survived it. Okay. Let's see here. Before we get back to the breakfast quiz, which I enjoy here, here's why this morning I'm a little off. Because I have not had any Diet Coke, and I have not had any liquids, or really any solids, since midnight last night. Because I have a little thing going on later today, and you cannot eat anything past midnight the night before. So the last liquid I had last night about 11 o'clock, and the last solid I had last night probably maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. So I have had nothing to eat in over 12 hours, and nothing to drink in about, what would that be now? About 10 hours. And I've still got time to go. So, that'll throw you off. My lips feel so dry, you know, and I've got that little bit of cotton mouth that you get in the morning that usually you can get rid of by drinking something, but not this morning. Not this morning. No liquids, no solids after midnight last night. Now, I have to tell, and I don't know how many of you have been through something like this. Before you go through a little thing, like I'm going to go through this afternoon, you have to use antibacterial soap. I people are shaking their heads at home right now because they've been through this. They've had to use the antibacterial soap. Now, it's a funny thing because apparently the night before you're supposed to use this antibacterial soap, and the morning of you're supposed to use this antibacterial soap, and it has all kinds of rules. You can't get it in your eyes. Don't put it on your face. Don't put it on with other soap. You can put it on after other soap, but not on with other soap. You've got to use the whole bottle, half the night before, half the morning of, and you're supposed to let it stay on for 5 minutes. Now, who puts soap on and then starts running a stopwatch to see that it's been on for 5 minutes? Who's got a watch with them in the bathroom when they're taking a shower? Anyway, I think I did it right. I guess if I'm alive tomorrow morning, we'll know I did it right. If I'm not alive tomorrow morning, we'll know I did it wrong. But the one thing about this antibacterial soap that's funny to me, they make such a big deal about telling you not to get it in your eyes. Now, who rubs soap in their eyes anyway? Nobody that I know. Who gets up in the morning and says, oh, I need to take a shower and clean my eyes? That doesn't happen. But in any event, they make you so paranoid about this because they put in the instructions that if this soap should get in your eyes, it could cause permanent damage. So, I'm in the shower. Now, how do you not get things on your face and close to your eyes when you're in the shower? It's soap. You put soap all over your body, and the water is hitting your body, so soap is going everywhere. So soap pellets were going everywhere this morning, and I thought, well, if I get one of these in the eyes, I'll be blind. Either I'll have to get a patch, become a pirate, or something. You know, there are just some things in life that are little procedures. Is anybody aware of this antibacterial soap that you have to use in fasting before a little thing later on today? I guess that'll be this whole thing will make the decision on will I be on tomorrow? Will I be on from home tomorrow morning? Will I be in the studio? It's not really a big thing, but so much goes into it. I think the prep is more than anything else. I think the antibacterial soap, the fasting, you know, by the time you're ready to get the thing over with, let's go in, let's get this thing done, and let's move on ahead. Just think, it'll all be over tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody familiar with all these procedures that you have to go through? The deadly antibacterial soap. And what would somebody do if they did not use the antibacterial soap? Would there be a problem? Soap? See, my mouth is so dry this morning. My pronunciation is all off this morning. See, I should have had the biscuits and gravy and buttermilk and all that when I had my shot. But I let it blow by. 740-383-9944. All right, let's get back to the trivia here, the breakfast trivia. Okay, we did the frosted mini wheats, we did the special K, we did corn flakes. I don't think anybody got all bran. I think that's the one we were doing when we were going to break. All bran. Does anybody know what company makes all bran cereal? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All bran cereal. What company makes that? There's another cereal I've never had. All bran. What is in all bran? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, couldn't you just put water in your mouth and squish it around, spit it out?
Well, you know, I guess I could now that I think about it, but it's just such a weird thing. You know, you get into these habits of life where you get up in the morning, you get your diet soda, you can get something to drink. And that's out the window this morning.
They probably wonder where you was at this morning at McDonald's.
I know, they're probably depressed over there. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, I mean, I think I'll be here in the studio tomorrow morning, so hopefully I'll be able to stop by there tomorrow and apologize to the people for missing a day.
You know, you were talking about them selling pops, you know, when their machine was down. I heard, I don't know what program I heard it on, it was on TV, that McDonald's would make money just selling sodas all day long if that's always sold.
Oh, they're very popular. I don't know if it's the dollar.
That they sell enough sodas that they, if they just sold sodas, you know, and just had somebody in there, you know, doing that for sodas and not, you know, paying everybody else in there, that they can make money just selling sodas.
Well, I've always said their business model when it comes to sodas is so smart. If anybody could ever get a fountain pop machine and get it close to McDonald's fountain pop and could sell them for a dollar, I think they'd make a mint, because clearly, as you just said, that's what McDonald's can do.
Yeah, they're doing well with it.
Oh, it's, I don't know why more restaurants have not went to this business model, because you go down to Wendy's, it's $2.79 for a large drink, kind of the same thing at Burger King, same
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous, ain't it?
Well, it is, because you know at McDonald's, no matter what size you get, it's going to be a dollar.
Whenever I go out to eat at a restaurant or something, I always get water, I don't get a soda.
Well, you know, I like the sodas. At home, I normally don't do soda, but at a restaurant, I will, and just McDonald's has it figured out when it comes to sodas. I don't know why other places haven't done that yet.
Okay, well, just an idea, Scott. You might be able to
I might have to, because I still have a little bit of a wait today, so I might have to do that. So I can actually speak.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944, 24, coming up on 25 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. this morning, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. All right, who makes All-Bran? What company makes All-Bran cereal? I can hear the birds chirping outside. That's a nice thing. Does anybody know who makes All-Bran? I wouldn't think that's the most popular cereal in the world, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think Kellogg's makes All-Bran, but I can really identify with Cottonmouth.
Oh, my, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and people told me, they said, well, you should just take off Monday and you know, play a repeat or something. And I thought, well, I don't have anything to do this morning, and what am I going
to
do? Sit at home?
Yeah,
I'm going to sit at home and think about...
exactly.
Yeah, so I thought...
Scott, a lot of medications cause a dry mouth, and so a person goes around oftentimes because of that, just from medication.
Yeah, well, you know, and I guess I did not think about that when coming on the radio this morning, that it would be such a... an odd thing to not have any, you know, liquids this morning.
I developed a habit of, because I oftentimes get that when I'm out and about, you know, of course I could take water with me, I guess, but what I do is, because you don't want to overload on water when you're out and about, I just usually take a little stick of gum or something like that, and then that'll keep your mouth moist and not fill you up on other things that you might need to run to the bathroom for and all that kind of stuff. It's a vicious cycle, but I hate Cottonmouth.
You know what's funny is that you mentioned the bathroom there, and it's, you know, I tend to go to the bathroom, you know, quite a bit, but this morning, with no liquids, it's not a thing. So apparently...
It's a positive.
right. So apparently my bathroom usage is tied to the amount of liquids that I drink and no other problem in my life. So it's very interesting. I have more time on my hands, I guess.
Yeah, and here's another thing. If you don't drink a bunch of liquids and then you go in to have some tests done or something like that and they try to draw blood, if you don't have... if you're dry, then they have more trouble drawing blood. So it's a vicious cycle.
Well, and, you know, that honestly, that's the one thing that I think about today, because the last time I ever had to do something like this, and it was even earlier in the morning, that became an issue. That, you know, I had not had any liquids, I had not had any food for you know, 12 or 13 hours or whatever it is. And, boy, they blew a vein in my arm. It looked horrible. I mean, it was just awful. Now, finally, they got it. So I'm hoping today that these people know what they're doing, as far as that goes. The procedure itself, I don't think, is going to be that big a deal, but that's the part. The dehydration and the looking for the veins that becomes the problem.
Right. And you were talking about that soap. I think everybody that has any surgery has to use that, as far as I know.
You know,
I always did.
Well, what is the... That's a lot of soap in that little tube.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, you want me to use all this... How many times can I go, you know, over the same areas? I mean, you must really want me to be clean today.
But yeah, just really lay it on, Scott. Just, you know, all this, think of all this free soap.
Well, you know what's strange about it is, I would imagine that it's only really about the area that they're going to be going toward. So I'm not sure why they give you that much soap. Why don't they just tell you to do the area? Because isn't it to sterilize the skin? I think that's pretty much
why you do it the night before and then do it again the next morning before you go in.
Right. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I can sterilize that area, but why in the world do I need to rub this everywhere?
Just because.
Well, and the other thing about it is, which really drove me kind of nuts this morning, stand there for 5 minutes. Who does that?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I time myself, but I tried to follow the best I could. And I've heard of people before say, oh, I didn't do it the night before. I'll just stand there for 10 minutes.
And I stand there for 10 minutes and let it permeate into the skin. And apparently it can blind you, so you don't want your face to be sterile.
Yeah, you. I always just very careful. I didn't pet. Well, yeah, that's difficult.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny because I got out of the shower, and, you know, sometimes you get a tendency to scratch your eye or touch your face, and I thought, oh, boy, I'll be blind.
Yeah, you'll be blind.
I'll be blind.
You won't even be able to see what's going on.
That's right. And
you don't want anyway. So.
And they've
but
warned.
There will be a little prayer for you, Scott, today, that you won't go in and your mouth will be stuck together and you won't be able to talk.
Well, I appreciate the prayers. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Bye-bye. Scott.
You know, I appreciate anybody. People think that I don't know. Some people do. I don't know. I guess some people have told me that they don't like hearing prayers and things like that. I like it. I think anybody who is sending anything to the Lord on my behalf, I appreciate. Now, when people say it on Facebook, now, if they're doing it, yes, I appreciate it. But, you know, we've talked about this before where people just say, prayers to you, prayers to you. I don't really know if they're praying, but I hope they are. Thank you for that. It is an interesting morning. 31 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. All Bran was a Kellogg cereal. Absolutely, although I've never had All Bran. I haven't had 90% of these cereals. Maybe that's what I should do this afternoon. Once I'm all done with this, swing by the grocery store and load up the cart with cold cereal and get a big, maybe 4 or 5 gallon, throw 4 or 5 gallons of milk in the cart and go home and go crazy. All right, Wheaties. Now there's the breakfast of champions. What companies makes Wheaties? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wheaties. Wonder, does anybody know the story on why Wheaties is the breakfast of champions? Why did the sports people end up on the Wheaties box? What is it about Wheaties? I never really understood that. There's the curious nature again. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, I think we lost that one. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Wheaties. What company makes Wheaties? Go ahead, caller.
General Mills.
General Mills does. Now, do you know why Wheaties is supposed to be a sports cereal?
Well, when I was growing up, they had, like, the players on the box. You know, like, probably Bruce Jenner, those people that active and stuff. Their pictures, I think, was on that one mostly.
He probably wouldn't be making the box today.
No, they're like that, what's her name, Adele? I think they canceled her, not her concerts, but because she mentioned she loved being a female. If she said she loved being another thing, it probably would have been okay. But that wasn't okay at that certain award, I guess. But was you talking about a dry mouth?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes if you use mouthwash, I think they have alcohol in it. That can make your mouth kind of dry. And there's a thing out at the store called Biotin. That's for dry mouth.
Well, I have to. Well, I think this is just caused because I haven't had any liquid since 11 o'clock last night, and I'm used to, you know, having some kind of liquid. But hopefully, tonight I'll be all liquided and all. I'm going to eat like crazy tonight, and I'm going to drink like crazy. So when I come in tomorrow morning, I'll be ready and raring to go.
Are you having tests done or something? Because I haven't been at the radio all the time. I'm doing other stuff.
No, so. I'm having a little procedure done where, you know, you have to use the antibacterial soap and you can't eat or drink the night before. It's outpatient.
Oh.
Yeah, it's outpatient. It's
I've never had to use that soap. I've had a few things done. I've never had to use the soap.
Oh, you've never had... Oh, wait till one day when you get to use that soap that you have to use it the night before, and you have to use it the morning of, and you got to leave it on for 5 minutes, and you can't get
it
in your...
I wonder why, because I had my two toenails permanently removed, and that was a procedure. I had the colonoscopy, and then I've had other things where they go down your soap and put you out, but nobody... had to use anything.
I think this is where they cut you. I think they have to cut you, and I mean,
it's usually good down my throat. So
that's why. Well, and this is just a tiny little thing I'm having done today. Like I say, it's outpatient. It's not even being done at the hospital, so it's not anything huge. But I guess it's probably because of staph infections that people have gotten over the years. I imagine that's probably what it goes back to.
Yeah, because that one they used to, is it MRSA? I think that's the one they get in the hospital where it eats your flesh or something. I forget all those, but a couple of them you get in the hospital and stuff and things, so.
Well, you'll have to tune in tomorrow because I should have quite a story tomorrow morning after this little episode today.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think we got the last. Yeah, Wheaties. Wheaties was General Mills. Why it's the breakfast of champions, we have no idea. Okay, let's go to another one here. Well, let's. I don't want to do that one yet. That's a big one. Total. Now, I believe I've had that. I think that's just kind of cornflakes, isn't it? Total. Or is that Raisin Bran? You know, I cannot read. These pictures are so small. It's a picture of the box. Total cereal. What company makes Total? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what company makes Total cereal? 36 minutes coming up on 37 minutes past the hour. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
I think Total's Kellogg's.
No, not Kellogg's, but a good guess.
I know. I thought it was another one. Okay.
Hey, thank you. Not Kellogg's. Total is not Kellogg's. Does anybody know who makes Total cereal? Cold cereal. 740-383-9944. What company makes Total cereal? You know, as I look at this list here, it doesn't look as if any of the sweet cereals are on here. Somebody gave me this. It must just be the healthier cereals. Does anybody know who makes Total? Total breakfast cereal. Nobody eats this, apparently, is the problem. Go ahead, caller.
I'll try General Mills.
General Mills. Now, Total is cornflakes, isn't it?
Yes, and it's supposed to be a very good cereal for you. I know the doctor told somebody, I don't know what they were deficient in, but to eat Total.
Total.
And
interesting.
It's supposed to have, I guess, some minerals, vitamins. It's very good. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Total. We've taken care of that one. All right, let's go on to another one here. Okay, how about Bran Flakes? The original Bran Flakes. Now, earlier we had All Bran. Who makes Bran Flakes? The original Bran Flakes. Now, you used to have to take Bran for something. I think I know what it was, but I think while you're eating breakfast this morning, or whatever meal you might be eating, I'm not going to bring that up. What company makes Bran Flakes? Cold, in the box, Bran Flakes. 740-383-9944. I wonder if it matters how you get your bran. Does it have to be... Well, is all bran in flakes? I don't know. I've never had any of this bran. Anyway. Bran Flakes. Does anybody know what company makes Bran Flakes? 740-383-9944. Apparently no Bran Flakes sitting on anybody's kitchen table this morning. Maybe everybody's having sausage, gravy, and biscuits, and that whole bunch. I'll tell you, the Jersey was packed last night when I was there. Holy mackerel. Kids out there in shorts. Everybody thinks it's summer or something. Spring already. It warmed up past 20 degrees, so now we've got to wear shorts and all kinds of things. All right. Nobody knows who makes the original Bran Flakes? What company makes that? 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, last day of February 2022. Monday, February, or February 28th. You know, I have to really hammer that in a lot the next 20 minutes because I won't be able to do it after today. February will be a distant memory, and we will be in March. Then we have to look toward April and May. April showers bring May flowers. Will we have that? I don't know. Nobody knows who makes Bran Flakes. Is anybody willing to venture a guess? What company makes Bran Flakes? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the answer here. You know, I do have some warm cereals on this list, too. I might do some of these. There's one on here that I really used to like quite a bit. So maybe we'll get to that if we get through all the cold cereals here. Does anybody know who makes the cold Bran Flakes? What company does that? And I'll tell you, I'll throw another one out here for you. So we'll have two going at the same time here. Well, maybe this person's got Bran Flakes. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Is Bran Flakes Post?
Post, absolutely. You got. Now, have you ever had Bran Flakes?
No, that was just a guess, but there ain't a lot of different cereal makers, I don't think. But no, I sure haven't, not far as I know.
Well, hey, you got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, yes. Bran Flakes is a Post cereal. Okay, let's move on to the next one here. Let's see what we've got. What other cereal have we not done here? Okay, how about this? Crispix. Crispix. What company does Crispix? C-R-I-S-P-I-X. 740-383-9944. Crispix. What company manufactures that cereal? Now, I wonder if that's a ripoff of Chex. I don't know. There's another cereal I haven't had. Crispix. 740-383-9944. What company makes Crispix? Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm going to say Kellogg's.
Kellogg. Now, have you ever had Crispix?
No, but some of these cereals, when I go by, I see in my pie. I don't buy those ones. And I thought I'd seen that up there. I don't know if I've ever had that maybe once or something, but no, I don't buy that one.
All right. I thank you.
Uh-huh.
I think Crispix might be a rip-off of kind of like Chex. But I don't know. Has anybody ever had Crispix? Okay. Here's another one for you. Fiber One. Doesn't that sound delicious? Fiber One. Now, I would bet there's a lot of people in the audience who probably use Fiber One as a cereal in the morning. That's a popular one that I hear doctors talking about. Make sure you have Fiber One. What company produces Fiber One? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What company produces Fiber One cereal? Another healthy cereal that maybe we all should be partaking in. Who knows? Fiber One. 740-383-9944. Don't know what's in Fiber One. I'm guessing fiber. What shape? You know, it's interesting, though. A lot of people buy these cereals and then just pour the sugar on them. That makes the cereal, peps that cereal up in the morning, along with the milk. Fiber One. What company makes Fiber One cereal? 740-383-9944. Fiber One. After Fiber One, it seems like we've just got some very popular ones left that probably should be easy to get. Fiber One cereal. Who makes that? 740-383-9944. Fiber One. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. today. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 p.m. till 5 p.m. Who makes Fiber One cereal? 740-383-9944. The big breakfast quiz this morning. Cold boxed cereal breakfast quiz to round out the month of February. Fiber One. Well, apparently Fiber One gets recommended a lot to people, but maybe nobody eats it. What company produces Fiber One cereal? 740-383-9944. Must be a difficult one. All the other ones, I would think, are going to be easy. They're very popular cereals. I think Fiber One here is the last one in the difficult category. Does anybody know what company does Fiber One cereal? Well, maybe this person does. Let's hope so. Go ahead, caller.
I don't have a cereal guest, but I wanted to know, did Angie get her steak from you this weekend?
No, you know what? I did not spend a whole lot of time with Angie after Friday. Yesterday, or Saturday, I went to Baker's in Bucyrus with Sean. And then yesterday, I did go out with her, but we went to this restaurant. I don't think you can get steak at this restaurant we went to.
Well, I know every time Friday night she kept bringing up steak, you bypassed her real quick.
Well, I can get her a bowl of Fiber One.
Well, I don't think she'd like that.
We do the best we can. You know, I haven't heard from Sarah this morning. I wonder if she doesn't eat any of these breakfast cereals.
I don't know if she's working today. Sometimes on Monday she's off.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I think happened. I spoke with her on Friday. We didn't hear from her Friday night either. I think she ate that spaghetti that had been sitting out for two days, and I think she's probably laid up in the hospital now.
Oh, no, she's fine. I was going to tell you, they had the big thing about the bus drivers. Every bus driver that you get on their bus, they are also nice. They have their radios on, and they talk to you, and they are very good drivers.
I think you're
every
right.
Every one of them.
I would. I'm going to have to ride it one day. You know, maybe after I get, if I ever can't drive a car, I'll have to ride the bus.
Okay.
Hey, thank
that'll
you.
That'll work.
Bye-bye. No, Angie has not gotten her steak yet. I'll work on it. Maybe when the weather gets nice, I'll grill one out on the grill. You know, steaks on the grill, I think, are better than restaurant steaks. And I think Sarah ate that spaghetti. You know, we talked about this Friday morning. I warned her, don't eat that spaghetti that's been laying out for 2 days. But did she listen to me? I don't think so. All right. Fiber One. Does anybody know who makes Fiber One cereal? Must not be a popular one at all. Who manufactures Fiber One cereal? What company? 740-383-9944. It's interesting on these lists that I have all the big companies and all the name brand cereals, but I also have all the non-name brand cereals. We'd be here forever if we tried to go through these non-name brand cereals. Does anybody know what company manufactures Fiber One? This is really the first one that's hung us up this morning. Fiber One cereal. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to throw one out there. I'm just going to say Kellogg's.
Not Kellogg's, but a good guess.
Okay.
Kellogg's does not do Fiber One cereal. Does anybody know who does Fiber One cereal? Coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Looking for Fiber One cereal. Who manufactures that? What company? Fiber One. Clearly not very popular, the Fiber One cereal. Wonder what's in this. These pictures are so small, I can't see really what is in, and it's black and white. I can't even really see what's in this Fiber One cereal. Looks like there's a lot of stuff piled up in that bowl. But what kind of stuff, we really don't know. Clearly, something packed with fiber. All right, Fiber One cereal. Who manufactures it? Do we know? All righty, go ahead, caller.
Could it be Post?
Not Post, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not Post. Wow. This is the one that catches us up this morning. Fiber One cereal. 740-383-9944. Who manufactures Fiber One cereal? Now, when you're in the grocery store today and looking up and down the aisle, see if you can find Fiber One. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say General Mills, but I don't think that's it.
That's it. General Mills does Fiber One cereal.
Okay.
I'll have to get a box of it next time you're in the store.
Well, I think what they do is they put these cereals up high because kids like the ones, you know, like Lucky Charms, and they're down low. So, you know, usually you don't pay attention to total. There's ones up high that much.
That's true. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Fiber One is a General Mills cereal. Okay, let's go on to the ones that are more well-known that we still have on the list here. Honey Bunches of Oats. All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that. If that was you, give us a buzz back. Now we're on to Honey Bunches of Oats. Now that's become a popular cereal over the last few years. I know a lot of people who eat that in the morning. Honey Bunches of Oats. What company produces Honey Bunches of Oats? All right, go ahead, caller.
A Post.
I think you're right on that. Let me check here if I can find it. I just had it a second ago. Where in the world did that paper go? Now, how did I misplace that? It was only one paper. Ah, yes, there it is. Post, do you have Honey Bunches of Oats?
I bought it before. I think they have it in several things, like almond and different stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of those, too. Well, hey, thanks. All right, Honey Bunches of Oats is a Post brand cereal. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, here's a popular one, Cheerios. Maybe one of the most popular series or cereals going on the market. See, the cottonmouth got me again there. Cheerios. Who does all the brands of Cheerios we have now? We have regular Cheerios. We have Honey Nut Cheerios. Multi-grain Cheerios. What company does Cheerios? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
That's General Mills.
That's General Mills. You got it. I bet General Mills has made a lot of dough off Cheerios over the years. All right, well, here's one that is popular with the kids. Rice Krispies. Does anybody know who makes Rice Krispies? Rice Krispies, one of the most... Snap, Crackle, Pop. One of the most popular cereals in the world, Rice Krispies. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who makes Rice Krispies? And a few brands of Rice Krispies as well. Go ahead, caller.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's. How are you, Phyllis?
I'm doing well.
Not a bad morning out this morning.
No, it's beautiful. I've got to go Krogering this morning, so I won't see you there.
No, not today, but I'll be back, if not tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Yes, Rice Krispies. I like Rice Krispies, to be honest. That's one of the few cold cereals that I do like. Kellogg's. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Okay, well, this is our final one, and I'll tell you, I saved this for last because it's one of my favorite cereals, but I never get it. It's just not something I buy. I don't know why. But Kix, K-I-X. You remember the old saying, Kix is for kids? 740-383-9944. What company manufactures Kix cereal? The big orange box. To me, it's as distinctive as Cheerios yellow box. The old Kix cereal. Never turn that down. Go ahead, caller.
General Mills.
General Mills. What? You know, didn't they used to give Kix cereal to WIC people?
I don't know.
I think
no
they
idea.
Used to.
I know we liked Kix when we were kids, but I can't eat cereal now. I'm allergic to milk.
Oh. You know, a lot of people are developing those milk allergies.
Yeah, I've got every allergy in the book. I can eat cereal late at night, but I cannot eat it in the morning.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Kix. You know, I know a lot of people who can't do milk. Okay, well, I think that was it for the cold cereals. I think I got them all here now. That was fun. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. We have some warm cereals on this list, so I'm going to see if anybody knows who makes these warm cereals. Let's see here. Well, Cream of Wheat. This is the one I was talking about earlier that a lot of people don't like, but I like Cream of Wheat. I don't eat it very often, but you have to have the right person preparing your Cream of Wheat. Cream of Wheat can be messed up very easily. You've just got to have the cream of wheat, the milk, the butter, and the sugar. And that's how you have cream of wheat. Some people try to put salt in it, and I don't know what they're doing. Does anybody know what company makes cream of wheat? Go ahead, caller.
Is that Quaker Oats?
Quaker Oats does not do cream of wheat.
Okay.
Thank you. No, Quaker Oats does not do cream of wheat. Does anybody know what company manufactures cream of wheat? Does anybody have a box of cream of wheat cereal in their cabinet? I don't know if you would eat that every morning. Maybe you would. If you did, you would probably be fairly healthy. Does anybody have a box of the old cream of wheat cereal in their pantry or cabinet right now. They can run in the next 2.5 minutes, 57 and a half minutes past the hour, and tell us what company makes cream of wheat cereal. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who does cream of wheat cereal? The company. You know, I've told this horror story since many times on the radio, that when I was young, I went to a babysitter who was a young girl who had no idea how to make cream of wheat, and I like cream of wheat. So she said, "What do you want for breakfast?" And she happened to mention cream of wheat. And I said, "Well, I'll have a bowl of cream of wheat." And she put so much salt in there, it was the worst tasting stuff. I still remember it to this day. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try General Mills.
Not General Mills, but a good guess. General Mills does not do cream of wheat. It, I don't know. She messed up that cereal. I still have flashbacks to this day because of her. She probably just was not in the kitchen very often. So I shouldn't put the blame on her, but boy, oh boy. I should have stuck with the cold cereal that day. Going with the cream of wheat was a bad idea. Does anybody know what company manufactures cream of wheat? 740-383-9944. And again, sorry to hear of the passing of Barb Fleming last Thursday, actually on my birthday at age 92. She was an avid listener of this show. She listened to me back in the WMRN days. She was a great golfer. I believe she worked for the schools in the cafeteria. 92 years old, Barb Fleming. Just a really, really nice woman. And as I say, I saw her about a year ago, a little less than a year ago. I think it was at Smith Clinic. I was there for something. And there she was, and just as happy and talkative as she always had been. And sorry to hear of her passing, but 92 is a good long life. Does anybody know who makes cream of wheat? Maybe think about that tonight, and we'll open up the show tomorrow with the mystery of who makes cream of wheat. Adam the Computer Guy, mid-morning coffee break coming up next here, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 p.m. today. We'll take one more call here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try Post.
Not Post, but a good guess.
Okay.
See if you can find some cream of wheat tonight, and we'll open up the show tomorrow and see if anybody knows who manufactures cream of wheat. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those?